Flooding in North Queensland has turned deadly after authorities confirmed a man in his 70s was found in floodwaters in Normanton in the state's remote northwest. Flooded rivers, creeks and road closures have left some outback communities cut off and isolated from the rest of the state. Parts of the northwest have recorded close to their annual average rainfall in just a few days. State and federal disaster funding has been activated for five councils, including the Shire of McKinley, one of the worst hit regions. Its Mayor, Janine Fagan, joins me now. Janine, thanks for your time this morning on Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for chatting with us.
Good morning. How's it looking there at the moment?
Today's probably the first day that we're seeing a bit of lightning in the rain. Like, it's still wet, still overcast, but the system has moved further south. But because our shire is so big, we have 42,000 square kilometres, so the shire is not out of the woods yet. And our smaller towns like Kynuna and McKinley are still experiencing a bit of rain down there at the moment.
What's been the impact on the people there?
I guess for our town, like, we don't flood, so that's a positive, you know, so there's not a huge impact on people, but the stock is our biggest issue with our graziers. And 2019 was only 6 years ago, and people are just starting to, you know, get themselves back on their feet and pick up. And, you know, we had a good season last season. But just now looking, initially we thought it mightn't have been as bad, but there are parts that are equal, if not worse, to 2019 with stock losses. So that's very unfortunate, and early days still, because, you know, people are just starting to get around in choppers to have a look. And but they are starting to feed, get some of their own hay out, you know, rather than getting fodder from the state. They've actually just using up their own stock to just get animals fed and get them to high ground.
And the disaster relief is no doubt welcome. What do you think people there need most?
Well, at the moment, I guess we need time, and we need the sunshine to come out and try and, you know, get things dried up. But, yes, I think support, I think it'll be in the next coming weeks, you know, when there's that clean-up time on the properties and in town, support locally, you know, buying goods, because obviously our towns, when they get isolated, you know, people take a little while to come back, and they get that worry that, oh, no, we can't get to Julie Creek because it's flooded, or, you know, once we can get roads opened up, you know, moving in later on in the year into our tourist season, you know, not to forget about us, and we're always open for business once we can be.
Do you feel that people were prepared for this?
Yes, I think as much as we could be, but, you know, the weather, you know, you can get the expected rainfalls. And at the end of the day, if you've only got so much high country, you can only do your best that way. I know earlier on in the week when it all started, a lot of people were getting choppers into open gates so that, you know, cattle could move between paddocks as needed. But at the end of the day, if the rain falls in a certain area and your catchments get full, you know, there's no escaping it. And I know a lot of people said that their stock was stronger because we had a good season. But I spoke to one grazier who's actually one of our councillors, and he said, yeah, well, they were strong, but they had to swim about 30K. So, you know, that's a long way for, you know, for cattle, even no matter how strong they are, to get themselves out of trouble.
30K, wow.
Well, roughly, you know, he said there was, you know, one part that was wide. So it depends where they got caught, but yeah.
I'm speaking with the mayor of McKinley Shire, and sorry, Janine, is it Janine Fagan or Fagan? I'm not sure if I...
Fagan.
Fagan. Yeah. Janine, tell me also, I understand people, though, did really band together also in terms of the medical care you had there. Tell us about that.
We have, you know, we were struggling for doctors for many years, and in the last, you know... 3 years we've actually secured. We had one for 2 years, and we now have got a lovely new doctor, and she was due to go away but obviously can't, but, you know, she's on leave, but she's still happy to be on call. We had the staff, obviously, when the roads were closing and there was staff leaving, and then we couldn't get new staff in. Some of the staff were having to do double shifts and all the rest of it, but we had one nurse who was on her way out here driving, and she got to Richmond, and then the Swift crew, with the boats, they've come and stationed here. They're with the fire department. I just got onto them and I said, oh, we can help her across because they were coming over. So that was a really good story, and the hospital were very pleased to see they had that other staff member on the right side of the river.
Well, and what's your priority today?
We've got a few meetings on this morning. Just keeping in contact with our, obviously our graziers, making sure they're okay. But they do what they do. You know, it's like here, if you need a plumber, you call your plumber. You know, if you need an electrician, whereas they call their chopper pilots and say, right, we've got work to do. Let's go and see what we need to do. So just support them. I have heard that the Premier is going to be in Cloncurry today. I don't think he's coming over to Julia Creek, but I will be in contact with the Cloncurry mayor just to let him know. And I'm sure he is aware of the situation because we all talk all the time and the boundaries, you know, a boundary is a boundary, but you know, all the river systems sort of working together. So I'm sure he's very aware of what's happening in our shire as well.
Well, all the best to you all there. Janine Fegan, thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.